Well, on August 13th, 1999, less than 9 months after its commercial launch, a company that had spent more money than any private venture in history filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Iridium LLC had burned through $5 billion, building a constellation of 66 satellites orbiting Earth. The phones designed to connect to them cost $3,000 each. Calls were billed at $7 per minute. And when the company collapsed, fewer than 20,000 people on the entire planet were using them. This is not a story about technology that failed to work. Every single satellite performed exactly as designed. This is a story about three decisions made years apart by different people that locked Iridium into a path it could not escape. By the time the flaws became visible, 11 years of work and the largest private capital raise in telecommunications history had already committed to assumptions that would prove catastrophically wrong. The question is not why Iridium failed. The question is why no one stopped it. The idea originated inside Motorola in 1987, not with executives, but with engineers. The story, repeated in every early presentation, involved a frustrated Motorola engineer trying to place a call from a vacation spot in the Caribbean where cellular service did not exist. "Why," he asked, "couldn't a phone work anywhere on Earth?" The engineer's name was Barry Berdiger, and he worked in Motorola's Strategic Electronics Division in Chandler, Arizona. Together with Ray Leopold and Ken Peterson, Berdiger sketched a solution: a network of low Earth orbit satellites passing calls between themselves, creating a mesh that covered the globe. No ground stations required except at network control. No gaps. True global coverage. Motorola, at the time, was the undisputed leader in mobile communications. The company had invented the commercial cellular phone. It built infrastructure for networks worldwide. When Berdiger's team brought the satellite concept to senior leadership in 1988, Motorola saw an opportunity to extend that dominance into a realm its competitors could not follow. This was the first decision. Motorola would build it. In June 1990, Motorola filed an application with the Federal Communications Commission for a license to operate a constellation of 77 satellites. The project was named Iridium, after the element with atomic number 77. Later, engineers optimized the design to 66 satellites, but the name stuck. The technical ambition was staggering. Each satellite would cross-link with four others, forming a dynamic relay network 780 kilometers above Earth. The satellites would hand off calls seamlessly as they passed overhead. They would operate autonomously, with onboard processing that determined routing. Nothing like this had ever been attempted in commercial telecommunications. The estimated cost in 1990, $3.4 billion. Motorola would not fund it alone. Instead, the company would create a separate entity, Iridium LLC, and raise capital from strategic partners. The investors included Sprint, Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, and major telecom operators from around the world. By 1994, Iridium had commitments totaling over $1.6 billion in equity financing, with billions more in planned debt. Here's the second decision. Iridium locked its design in 1990 and committed to that architecture for the next decade. Satellite constellations require years of planning. Launches must be scheduled, frequencies allocated, regulatory approvals obtained from every country where service will operate, handset designs frozen so manufacturing can begin. Iridium's timeline stretched from concept in 1987 to projected commercial service in 1998. 11 years. During those 11 years, the world changed. In 1990, cellular networks covered parts of major cities in wealthy countries. Most of the world had no mobile service at all. Analysts projected that by 2000, fewer than 40 million people globally would own cell phones. The market for calls outside cellular coverage, they estimated, was enormous. Traveling executives, maritime shipping, remote industries, military and government operations.